The Forestry Commission and its affiliates are opening up for private sector involvement in the conservation and development of forest resources in the country. This means a shift from over-dependence on timber to biodiversity conservation. At a colloquium in Accra yesterday, speakers focused on business and investment opportunities while conserving biodiversity. Joyce Jichi and Deborah Arthur have filed this report.
The colloquium forms part of the Forestry Week celebration and also the new vision of involving the public in the Forestry Commission's activities. This is a departure from how the Commission operated in the past. The Chief Executive of the Commission, Samuel Aferidati, who spoke on the state of forests and wildlife resources in the country, said its contribution to GDP is only 2.2%, which is a decline from previous years. He mentioned massive plantation development programs and deployment of rapid response teams to hotspot areas where degradation is high as some measures to address the issue. Mr. Adate called on politicians to make biodiversity conservation a national priority. The Chief Executive of Wildlife Division of the Commission, Nane Dunsia, mentioned areas lucrative for investment to include ecotourism and recreational areas, breeding of reptiles and wildlife such as ostrich and crocodile farming. The Executive Director of Forestry Services Commission, Rafael Yaboa, like other speakers, spoke about emerging global issues as carbon and wildlife credit as very important areas that investors in the sector can use as security. The Chairperson for Africa Wildlife Society, Professor Yanti Amabedu, suggested some reviews in the management of biodiversity outside forest reserves.
One of the issues that came out was this question of the mandate and what the commission can do. And I have a feeling that there's perhaps a need to review the mandate of certain sectors, especially in relation to biodiversity outside forest reserves. Because we do know that the little forest that is left is in reserves. And outside the reserves, we have all the secondary forests, all the degraded forest who manages the forest products and the biodiversity in these areas.
Issues raised during question time included involving local people in business opportunities as the commission opens up for investment, as well as look at policies that might conflict with the policy of the commission.
That report was filed by Joyce Jichi and Deborah Arthur.